Okay, maybe some of you have heard the phrase, God does not call the prepared, he prepares the called. So I'm standing before you this morning as the most unprepared person in this room, just to let you know. But I can also tell you that I have confidence that the Lord has used me and that I am in his call. So my prayer is that through my story, you might begin to seek, if you haven't already been listening for what your call is, once you leave here, hope. So it's hard to believe that just 6 years ago, I was sitting where you guys were, wondering what the future held. I was studying Japanese and youth ministry and didn't necessarily have the plan. My friends and family would joke with me and they'd say, Rachel, are you gonna like go to Japan and teach children about Jesus? I'm like, oh, I'm not sure. But I was passionate about those two routes and was hoping that God would use those. So the summer before my senior year here at Hope, I learned of the RCA's short-term mission program. They have stations all over the world, and one happened to be in Japan. So by the spring of my senior year, I was signed up to go to Japan, Yokohama, Japan, and I was going to teach English in a girls' Christian school. I was going to Japan to teach children about Jesus. God has an amazing sense of humor. So I went to Japan, and it was just a beautiful experience. I'm opening my eyes, but I quickly saw that I was much more the student than the teacher. So, of course, I knew I would have to study more of the language, learn how to navigate the complicated train systems, and learn about the Japanese education system. But I also didn't anticipate the little things you have to learn. For example, in Japan, they use squatter toilets, or they also use like these intense, heated, nice toilets. But I also had to learn like how to kill cockroaches in the humid summer, which we don't really have here. So you kind of think to yourself, okay, this is literally a whole new world, but people are surviving and functioning, and I might be able to make it too. So alongside all those cultural differences that I was learning, I was also really enjoying teaching in my classes. Because it was a Christian school, I was able to teach the old Bible songs from when I was a kid, and I was allowing the girls to learn and do recitations on Bible verses, the Lord's Prayer, and it was amazing to think that they are keeping the Word of God in their hearts. Hopefully that would bring some fruit later in life. So you go to a country and you think, I am the missionary teacher. I'm going to be making a difference. And then you quickly realize that maybe it's not really about you, and maybe you're not going to get to see all the fruit that you think you have done. And so it's a very humbling experience to live overseas. So specifically, I learned so much about Christian faith when I was in Japan. As you may know, Japan is less than 1% Christian, but it's a country where you're not persecuted and you can freely worship in a Christian church, but there is a very subtle type of persecution that goes on for Japanese Christians. For example, I had a friend who was a teacher in the public schools. Well, Sunday is not necessarily considered a day off. So if they had responsibilities and work, if she asked for that day off to go to church, her boss and her coworkers would see her as lazy, not dedicated to work because she wanted to go to church. I also had a friend from my church who has been faithfully going to church for over 20 years, but she has yet to be baptized. She believes and claims that Jesus Christ is her Lord and Savior, but her parents have told her, if you be baptized in the church, then you are excommunicated from our family. You are no longer a part of this family. And so it's a daily struggle that she's battling with because she knows what she believes and she has her conviction, but is struggling to give up her earthly family. She doesn't want to sacrifice that. And these are sacrifices that I have never had to make. Let's face it, we're pretty comfortable here in America. So I'm seeing these people struggling and having this much deeper understanding of Christian faith than anything that I have had to experience up until that point. But don't let me tell you that I didn't learn anything in Japan, because let's face it, when you live overseas, it's tough. You're going to go through seasons of loneliness and discouragement. And I had many in the 4 years that I was there. Again, you go back, you think you are the missionary, you are going to save people, but you don't see necessarily how your work is working out, how it's playing out. And God showed me, it's not about me. It's not about what I can do, but about something that he has already been doing in Japan, and I just come alongside for a short period of time. I was humbled that in the last 6 months, by God's grace, he brought 4 different girls from middle school and high school, all different situations, not necessarily related, but these 4 girls were ready to seek Jesus Christ. They wanted to learn more about what the Bible was saying. One girl specifically, we went out to coffee, and she's like, I have faith, but I don't know what that means. And so she wanted to learn, what does it mean to follow Jesus Christ? And she had a lot of challenges going into that because she comes from a family that's not Christian. And so the last 6 months, I was blessed to spend with these girls struggling through the truths that they're going to need to equip them going into the future. So maybe you're wondering, okay, Rachel, you went there and had this mountaintop experience at the end. Why'd you come back to the States? Well, for me, I believe that the Lord has started a new chapter for my calling. I'm currently living in Illinois, and I work at a residential facility for at-risk youth. I live in a home with 9 girls between the ages of 14 and 16, and we just battle life together. We're dealing with school, sports, boys, the drama. I love it. And it is an amazing experience that is struggling and also so just at the end of every day, you're so tired, but you feel so encouraged that there is a place that you're needed. And I do believe that God is using me there. But more importantly than what I'm doing now, when I was making the decision about leaving Japan, God put it on my heart, this deep peace that I was not the one working in Japan. God is the one sending his Holy Spirit to do his work, and that he was going to send the next missionary teachers that I didn't have to worry about. I could give Japan back to God in this season so that he could bring more people, different people, to continue his work. Those people are you. We are all called to serve God in missions. So if you are sitting here this morning and you claim Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are called to serve him and speak the word of truth into the world. Just as Acts 13:47 says, you are to be made light to the Gentiles, so that salvation could be brought to the ends of the earth. So maybe that means Japan. If Japan is on your heart, I would encourage you, talk to Professor Nakajima from the Japanese department. I know he can get you connected so that you may have that opportunity and see how God can use you. So maybe it's not Japan. Maybe it's Sierra Leone. Maybe it's Germany. Maybe it's here in Holland, Michigan. I'm not sure where the Lord is calling you, but he is calling you. I can tell you that much. We are not called to be silent, but to share the truth of his love, that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation. So maybe you're nervous, and maybe you're thinking, what can I do? Take the opportunities you have here at Hope. Try an immersion trip, go on a spring break trip, a summer trip, see how you can get involved and open your eyes to what the world has to offer and what God is already doing here. I promise you, you will not be regretful of that experience. So if you're feeling unprepared, take it from me. God does not call the prepared, but he is preparing the called. Go in peace.